愿大家平安。
May peace with all of you.
我们请来看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm chapter 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm chapter 90.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的功，我们手所做的功，愿你坚立。
Psalm chapter 90 verse 17. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
我们仔细看这个九十篇十七节，中文跟英文的翻译不太一样。
We see that the translation between English and Chinese is a little bit different.
而我们看英文不同的版本啊，翻译也不一样。
And if we see the translation of different English translations are also different.
这十七节有两个翻译。
There are two different types of translation.
啊，第一个就是神的荣美 beauty 啊，神的荣美。
The first translation is May the beauty of our Lord
归于我们身上。
The Lord our God rests upon us.
那第二个翻译是跟英文一样，愿神的恩宠归于我们身上。
And the second translation is May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us.
那我们就要从这两个不同的翻译来思考，到底这个对我们什么意思。
So we will think and reflect upon this different two translations, the beauty and the favor of our Lord.
愿神的荣美归到我们身上。
May the beauty of our Lord our God rest upon us.
信仰是另外一种价值的追求。
Faith itself is a pursuit of different values.
到底是什么价值？
But what kind of value?
这个价值是从神来的。
And this value comes from God.
这个价值就是神的荣美。
And this value is the favor of God.
Beauty.
The beauty of God.
也就是希望我们能够跟神一样的美。
And it's that we pursue to be as beautiful as God.
首先我们来看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书的第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
二十三节开始。
Verse 23.
你们重生不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子。是借着神活泼长存的道。二十四节。
24.
凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道是永远长存的。25. 所传给你们的福音就是这个道。这里在提到人生有两种的追求。
Here talks about that in life we have two different types of pursuit.
一种是人的荣美。
First is the beauty of man.
这像草上的花。
And that is just like flowers and grass in the field.
非常好看，非常吸引人。
It's very attracting, very beautiful.
所以它有它的价值。
So in itself has its value.
所以那个花正要开，还没有全部开的时候，是最贵的时候。
And therefore, before a flower is fully blossoms, that is when they sell the flowers at most expensive price.
但是一旦全部开了，这个花大概就是买一送一啊。
And but when the flower fully blossoms, then often you will buy at buy one get one free price.
因为它已经开始要凋谢了。
Because it's about to wither.
所以凡有血气的，就是每一个人都像草上的花。
So here says all men are like grass.
有一段时间我们会看起来非常吸引人。
There will be a period of time in which we will appear very attractive.
这是人生的巅峰。
And this is the peak of our life.
但是这会过去的。
But this time will pass.
会枯干，会
凋谢。We will wither.
有一次我去访问一个老年人。
One time I visited an old man.
他的这个书架上面呢、有一张的黑白的照片。
And on the shelf, he had a picture.
是黑白的。
A black and white picture.
看起来非常漂亮。
It's very beautiful.
那这个老姐妹说她是 为保罗跟他洗礼的啊，真耶稣教会初代的工人。
And the sister told me that she was baptized by Paul Wei, one of the early workers of True Jesus Church.
我去看她的时候，大概八十几岁了。
When I visited her, she was already about 80 some years old.
那我就问她说，这张照片里面是谁？
And so I asked her, who is this person in the picture?
她也不好意思讲。
And she was, she couldn't say it easily.
但是我就跟她问了，她最后说，这就是我。
And so, because I already asked her, she said, this person is me.
我再对照一下，不像。
I compared it. It's really, I don't find that similarity.
那一张照片大概是结婚前照的。
That picture was probably taken before she even got married.
现在八十几岁，不像。
Right now, she's 80 some years old. I really don't find the similarity in them.
真的，人的美容像草上的花。
Indeed, men's beauty is just like grass in the field.
会凋谢的。
We will wither.
人的价值会过去的。
Our value will be pass. Will pass.
虽然人注重运动啊，注重营养、休息，会延迟这个老化，但是老化还是一直在进行。
Even though we might exercise, we might take nutritional, valuable stuff, but then this will only prolong our get old age.
所以这是人生的悲哀。
And this is the sadness of life.
当你觉得这个最有价值，你去抓住它，但是你发现它一直流失的。
Even though you realize that it is the most valuable, and you try to grasp hold of it, but the moment you grasp hold of it, you realize that you're still losing it.
所以你知道那个好莱坞的电影最怕看到什么？
So do you know what are the Hollywood stars afraid of seeing?
他最怕看到年轻的明星出来。
They're afraid of seeing new upcoming stars.
因为这看起来更年轻、更有活力、更漂亮，哇！相形之下，你已经走下坡了。
Because they're even more beautiful, more attractive, more energetic, and without realizing, they're already they're downhill.
这是极大的压力。
And this is a great pressure for them.
那有的人看来看去，我也不英俊，也不潇洒，怎么办？
And some people will look at themselves and say, "I'm not beautiful, I'm not handsome. Then what should I do?"
这个肉体上的草跟花我都没有。
The beauty of a grass and flower I don't have.
所以就要包装了。所以现在这个文化很注重包装。
So they would adorn themselves.
你到日本你买一个玻璃杯，大概只有美金一块钱，比方说。
If you go to Japan and you buy like a tumbler.
它可以包装到看起来非常的贵重。
Maybe the value is only $1, but they can package it to become very valuable.
看起来这个礼物非常贵重，一打开看，玻璃杯。
It packaged so well that you feel like you receive a very valuable price, but when you open it, and it's just only a glass.
全世界最懂得包装的大概是日本。
The country that probably knows the most about packaging, how to package, is Japan.
所以那个外在的包装所产生的价值，有时候超过它那个东西本身的价值。
Sometimes the value they put on the packaging exceeds much more than the true value of what is packed inside.
这常常是做生意一个非常重要的方法。
And this is the essence of doing business as well.
所以现在人做生意东西好当然很重要，包装很重要。
So right now, of course, whatever is packed inside is important, but packaging sometimes comes even more important.
那在这个文化之下，人很容易被同化。
And under this culture, we are easily influenced.
所以人要用外在的东西来看起来好像这个人很有价值。
So we use outside decoration and adornment to let others see us as valuable.
最常看到的就是那你跟人一个谈话，谈不多久，名片就掏出来。
What you often see is in a conversation, and within few minutes, people will start flashing their business cards.
名片里面就很多的头衔。
And in their business cards, there are many titles.
为什么你要拿这个头衔来给别人？
Why do you care showing others what titles you hold?
这个就是你觉得代表你的价值。
Because you feel those titles represent how valuable you are.
就是代表包装。
And that is an adornment of yourself.
然后明白再翻过来还有过去，过去承认什么。
And then you turn the business card over, and in the past, on the back, it says what positions you held in the past.
你去问那个公司说某某人，他根本就不认识你了，忘记了。但是名片上还没有忘记。
If you go to that previous company, you ask, do you know this person? Probably they already forgotten about you, but on the business card, they still, it's still remembered.
那有的再加上哪一个大学，出名的大学研究没有毕业，研究也打上去了。
Some people even type what college or university they graduate from, and even though they have not graduated from that, they even put that they were researchers there.
这是世界上的文化。
This is the culture of this world.
有一次，我到一个地方去联会。
One time, I was giving a sermon at a location.
有一个弟兄开一个很好的车子来接我。
And there was a brother who drove his very expensive car to pick me up.
感谢主啊，你今天经济改善这么多，开这么好车子。
And I thank God, and I say, thank God that you're driving such a good car. Obviously, your finance improved greatly.
他说：“难道你不知道，我这个都是银行贷款啊。”
And then he told me, Pastor, you don't know all this. I have payments for it.
他说我做这个行业如果没有开这个车子生意做不成。
He told me that I'm in this business. If I don't drive an expensive car, then I will have no business.
你如果开一个那个 used car, 这里又撞一个洞，那里一个撞一个洞，已经被看扁了。你要做生意吗
？He said, if I drive a used car and it's dented here and there, then who will give me business?
所以这个车子能够让别人感觉到你是有价值的。
So a car makes others feel how valuable you are.
但是我感谢神。这个信徒他了解这个车子不等于他的价值。
But thank God that this member understood that this car does not represent his value.
这是为着在社会上的生存所必须的一种方式，但这不等于人的价值。
This is a method for you to survive in the society, but that does not equal to one's value.
我以前在当兵的时候
，When I was in the army,
有一个规矩啊。
There was a rule.
说这个将军呢，不可以跟小兵一起洗澡。
Is that the head of the
general?
The general cannot take showers with the soldiers.
我也不懂为什么。后来我了
解。I did not understand why.
因为将军啊，穿的衣服都是烫过的。
Because they already ironed their clothes beforehand.
戴的那个帽子上面有长草的，然后侍从官跟他敬礼。
And they wear stars on their shoulders, and other soldiers will have to salute them.
但是你到浴室洗澡，这个都剥下来。
But when you're in the shower, you take all of that clothes and hat away.
擦上肥皂，擦上香布，看起来都一样。
After you put on the shampoo, you put on the soap, they all look the same.
那你出来要再跟他敬礼，敬礼不下去，你跟我一样啊。
But then when you come out of the shower, there's no way you can salute them because just now you all appear the same.
所以这个社会是讲究包装，价值是从外面附进来的。
So the society emphasizes an adornment. Your value was added from outside.
很可惜，很多人就是因为这样随波逐流。
But unfortunately, many follow this trend.
就是为着让别人看起来有价值，一直去追求外面的包装。
In order to appear valuable to others, they continually pursue after add-ons.
你不要到老，到一定的程度，你就发现这个是空的。
You don't need to reach till old age before you realize all this is just emptiness.
那人要追求什么？
So what should we pursue?
这里告诉我们，信仰是另外一种价值的追求。
Here tells us that faith is another type of pursuit.
信仰是要增加那个真正的我那一个价值。
Faith is truly add on the value of that me.
那真正的我是什么？
So what is a true I?
就是一个人的灵魂。
And that is one spirit.
那个价值怎么去追求？
And how to pursue that value?
先看彼得前，我们再回来看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn back to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
你们蒙的重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是神活泼长存的道。
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God.
这个地方讲重生。
Here says, being born again.
这个重生不是肉体上再生一遍。
Being born again does not refer to the physical being born again.
这个重生是指着心，我们的灵性的一种更新。
Being born again is mean a revival of our spiritual faith.
第一个就是把罪洗干净。
First is to wash away our sins.
第二个就是我们里面那个灵性不断的成长。
And the second is the continual growth of our spirit.
那是由于不能坏的种子。
and dew to the imperishable seed.
那个种子就是神活泼长存的道。
And this imperishable seed is the living and enduring word of God.
所以追求道理的价值在哪里？
So what is the value of pursuing the truth?
让你的灵性，你的灵魂可以重生，可以更新。
Is that our spirit can be born again and continue growing.
使你的灵魂在神看起来变成非常的美，非常的有价值。
So before God, our spirit becomes beautiful and valuable.
这个才是信仰真正追求的目标。
And this is the true pursuit of our spirit and of our faith.
当然我们有困难也可以向神祷告。
Of course, when we have obstacles, we can pray to God.
你有病痛可以求神医治。
If we have illness, we can seek for healness.
你失业可以求神给你工作。
If we lose our job, we can ask God for a job.
我们有什么需要可以求神帮助。
If we have need, we have needs, we can ask God for help.
神是我们的父亲，他都是愿意听的。
God is our Heavenly Father, and He is willing to listen.
但是信仰追求真正的目标不在这里。
But the true pursuit of our faith does not lie there.
不管你身体得到健康，你找到很好的工作，你的困难得到解决，这个都会过去的。
No matter if you have health, if you have a good job, or you have wealth, all this will just pass.
所以我们如果把信仰追求的目标，把它看作就是为着这一些地上的事情。那我们的目标还没有达到圣经真正要我们追求的目标。
So if our goal, a pursuit of faith, solely lies on the items of this world, then we have not yet reached the true goal that the Bible here describes.
那真正的目标就是重生，内心的更新。
So the true goal is that inside our spirit can be reborn again.
因为这样才有永恒的价值。
And that will have eternal value.
我们仔细看保罗。
Let us take a look at Paul.
保罗在新约圣经写了13卷书。
Paul in the New Testament he wrote 13 books.
那圣经描写说保罗这个人呢，其貌不扬，言语粗俗。
And the Bible describes that Paul does not have outer appearance and he does not have eloquence.
也就是说，保罗这个人看起来啊，这个相貌不好看。
It means that he does not look good outwardly.
然后言语粗俗，可能他讲的话也是很粗鲁，没有一种文化的这种味道。
And his speech does not carry any eloquence nor beauty to it.
但是保罗说，我活着就是基督。
But Paul says, I live and I'm Christ.
就是主耶稣的生命在他里面显露出来。
And that means the life of Jesus Christ resembles in him.
这个就是保罗的价值。
And this is the value of Paul.
这个价值就是神肯定的价值。
And this is the value that God acknowledges.
这个价值才是永恒的价值。
And this value is eternal value.
这个才是我们真正追求信仰的目标。
And this is our true goal of our pursuit in faith.
我们来看出埃及记第24章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 24.
出埃及记的24章。
Exodus chapter 24.
第九节
Verse 9,
摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚比户并以色列长老中的70个人都上了山。第十节
Verse 10,
他们看见以色列的神，他的脚下有仿佛蓝宝石，如同天色明净。十一节
11,
他的手不加害在以色列的尊者身上，他们观看神，又吃又喝。这里神叫摩西还有70个长老上山。
Here, Moses and 70 elders, they went up the mountain.
什么叫上山？
What does it mean they're going up the mountain?
上山就是爬到属灵的高处。
It's to climb to spiritual high.
结果他们就观看神。
And they saw God.
那神就显荣耀给他们看。
And God showed his glory to them.
仿佛蓝铺的平铺的蓝宝石。
They saw something like a pavement made of sapphire under God.
好像天色明净。
Was clear as the sky.
这时候用我们能够了解去形容神。
This is to describe from words that we understand to describe God.
但是当那个神的荣耀显现给他们看的时候，那不是我们现在言语所能形容的。
But when God's glory was shown to them, it was not something that our words can possibly describe.
因为那是一种灵的显现，不是物质界能够形容的。
Because it's a spiritual appearance, it cannot be described by worldly words.
这个叫做神的荣美。
And this is the glory of God.
一定是吸引很多，让当初看的人很非常的满意。
This beauty of God must have attracted many that saw it.
但是这个神的荣美是一看在很远那个山上。
But this glory was shown on a very far away mountain.
是他本身去欣赏的，是一个外在的东西。
It's from an outward appearance. It's for someone to enjoy.
后来摩西啊，再继续爬到有一次再爬到西乃山上。
One time, Moses continued climbing, and when he went to Mount Sinai,
他跪在神的面前四十昼夜。
He knelt before God for 40 days and nights.
他不吃也不喝。
He did not drink nor eat.
为着以色列百姓的罪求神赦免。
To ask for the forgiveness of Israel's sin.
他跟神这样一直讲话四十昼夜。
And he continued speaking to God for 40 days and nights.
结果他从山上下来。
When he came down from the mountain,
他自己不知道，他脸发光啊。
He did not know, but there was light on his face.
以色列看起来非常害怕。
The Israelites were afraid of him.
为什么？
Why?
他身上有神的荣光。
Because on him, they see the glory of God.
所以那个他所观看那个神的荣美，经过四十昼夜这样跟神讲话以后，那个荣美竟然跑到摩西本身来。
So you can see this, he saw for 40 days and nights the beauty of God, and after 40 days, the beauty of God appeared on him.
所以什么人最美？
So who is the most beautiful?
他说我在飞机上看到好多人，一上飞机就买了好多的这个电影明星这么人物的照片的杂志。
Sometimes when I am on the plane, I see some of the passengers, once they get on the plane, they start buying magazines of movie stars and about the Hollywood entertainment.
这些人就是所谓的美。
To them, those people are beautiful.
所以电影明星好多人喜欢效法。
That's why many people imitate after the movie stars.
因为他们觉得这是美。
Because to them, that is the representation of beauty.
但是什么是美？
But what is true beauty?
你再从属灵上来看。
If we look from the spiritual aspect,
如果像摩西这样身上能够彰显神的荣光、神的荣耀，这个就是美。
If we can be like Moses, we're able to show the glory of God and beauty, then that is true beauty.
这就是人的价值。
This is the value of man.
这就是我们追求的目标。
And that is what, as men, we pursued after.
我们去年在这里办这个 NATS。
Last year, when we held NATS here at Bowen Park Church,
大概快100个人参加吧。
About 100 some attendees.
NATS 从什么时候开始？
When did NATS started?
大概从1991年，它的前身叫做全国圣工人员讲习会。
And that started in 1991. Before they called it NATS, they called it the Holy Worker Seminar.
就是为了造就我们的圣工人员第一次开在伊丽莎白开。
And that was to edify the holy workers, and the first time was held in Elizabeth Church.
我们南加州有一个教会派六个人去。
In Southern California, there was a church that sent 6 representatives.
那一下飞机就从机场就接，因为我们大家就知道伊丽莎白是住地下室。
They took them to Elizabeth Church, and we know that Elizabeth Church before you have to live in the basement.
经过一个礼拜都住在那里。
And for 1 week, they lived there.
那结束了就送到机场又会回来。
And after they finished, they would take them to the airport and they will fly back.
结果那个负责去接他们的弟兄姊妹在机场看到，不一样。
The person that was in charge of picking them and dropping them, he or she saw the difference in them.
这六个人不一样。
The 6 people appeared differently.
为什么不一样？
Why different?
因为这个七天就是祷告、读经、团契。
Because within those 7 days, they fellowship, they pray, and they have Bible study.
那神的生命就借着神的话、神的圣灵、弟兄姊妹的团契就在他里面成长。
And the word of God through prayer, through fellowship, through brothers and sisters' love starts growing in them.
所以大家觉得他们有那种喜乐，然后有那个平安。
So they feel that they have that joy and peace within them.
有那种温柔就反射在脸上。
And their kindness reflected upon their face.
有时候我们学生联会也表现很清楚。
Sometimes during our student spiritual convocation, we can also see that.
那个学生刚刚来报道，每个人脸看起来都不一样。
when the first student, the students first arrive, you see that their face all look different.
有的看起来读书脸。
Some looks like the face of books.
有的是电视脸。
Some are face of TVs.
有的是运动脸。
Some face of sports.
有的电动玩具脸。
Some face of video games.
有的人这个脸呢，好像随时都要跟人打架。
And some even have very aggressive faces, like they're ready to get in a fight.
但是经过了六七天。
But after 6 and 7 days.
祷告，禁食祷告。
After fasting and prayer.
听神的话。
After listening to the words of God and studying the Bible.
你发现他们要离开的时候，每个脸呢都像天使一样。
You realize that before they leave, their face has turned to the face of angels.
回家家也很顺服，喜欢帮忙父母做工作。
They all become very submissive, and they would like to help out their parents.
这个叫做美。
That is called beauty.
就是神的美在他们身上显露出来。
And that is the beauty of God resembling on them.
这个就是信仰的目的，另外一种价值的追求。
And that is the goal of our faith. It's another type of pursuit.
我们看诗篇的二十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 27.
诗篇的二十七篇。
Psalm chapter 27.
第四节。
Verse 4.
二十七篇第四节。
Psalm chapter 27, verse 4.
有一件事我诚求神，我仍要寻求。就是一生一世住在神的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
Psalm chapter 27, verse 4. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple.
这里大卫说他有一件事情啊，他一直求神。
Here, King David said, "There's one thing that he continuously asked of the Lord."
就是他希望一生一世能够住在神的殿中。
And that is, he may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life.
那个殿在大卫的时代是一个会幕。
The house of the Lord, back then, is the tabernacle.
但是现在这个殿就是教会。
But right now, the house of God represents the church.
那我们来教会要做什么？
So what do we do when we come to the church?
大卫说我要瞻仰神的荣美。
Here David says is to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord.
我们很难了解旧约时代大卫到底怎么去瞻仰神的荣美。
It is very hard for us to understand how could he possibly gaze upon the beauty of the Lord in the olden days.
但是在新约时代我们很容易了解。
But in the New Testament, it's easily for us to understand.
为什么？
Why?
因为圣经讲神的荣光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Because the Bible says the glory of God is shown upon the face of Jesus Christ.
也就是神的美显露在耶稣的身上。
Which means that the beauty of God is we can see it on Jesus Christ.
美会吸引人。
Because beauty attracts.
美会感动人。
Beauty can move someone.
我们看主耶稣。
Let us look at Jesus Christ.
虽然主耶稣没有加行美容。
Even though Jesus Christ does not have outerly appearance.
让人能够羡慕。
For someone to admire.
主耶稣也没有家世背景。
And he does not have a family background.
主耶稣也没有钱财。
Nor has he wealth.
主耶稣也没有正规的教育。
And he does not have proper education.
所以世俗上的条件来讲，他是一个没有价值的人。
So according to society standards, he is someone without value.
但是现在有多少人相信主耶稣？
But how many today believe in Jesus Christ?
跟着他走。
Following his footsteps.
一提到主耶稣就很感动。
Every time this mention of Jesus Christ, they're very touched.
为什么主耶稣吸引我们？
Why does Jesus Christ attract us?
就是神的美在他身上彰显。
Because God's beauty is resembled on him.
世界上没有一个人像他这么公义。
Because there's no one as righteous as he.
世界上没有人像他这么怜悯。
There's no one as merciful as he.
世界上没有人像他这么谦卑。
No one is as humble as he is.
世界上没有人像他这么温柔。
No one is as meek as he is.
世界上没有一个人像他这么顺服。
No one is as submissive as he is.
世界上没有一个人像他这么勇敢。
And no one is as courageous as he is.
这是神的荣美在他身上显露。
Because that is the beauty of God shown on him.
那今天我们要瞻仰神的荣美。
And today, for us to gaze upon the beauty of God,
就是从圣经里面不断地去认识主耶稣
is to continuously understand God through the Bible.
我们就会被他吸引
And then we'll be attracted to him.
我们就会被他感动。
We will be moved by him.
所以当我们开始在信主。
So when we first start our belief,
我们都在看教会的人好不好。
We maybe looking around whether how other brothers and sisters are.
这是信仰的开始而已。
That is only the beginning stage of our faith.
但是如果我们信主很久。
But if we already believe for quite some time,
我们还是一直在看教会的人好不好，这个表示我们信仰没有成长。
We still look around at the brothers and sisters and see how their faith is. That means our faith had not grown.
我们刚开始是借着人来联想神。
In the beginning, we often look God through men.
这个人都很好，可能神就在这里。
We look at others and we say others all have good behaviors, then that means God is here.
但是当我们信仰成长了。
But as our faith grows,
我们已经直接来到神的面前。
We come directly before God.
看到神的荣美。
And we see the beauty of God.
神就在这里。
God is here.
神在吸引我。
God is himself attracting us.
所以当一个人达到那个程度，
When we reach that point,
周围的人已经不重要了。
Nobody else matters.
因为我已经在神的面前。
Because I myself am before God.
瞻仰神的荣美。
I myself am gazing to the beauty of God.
这就是我们来教会最宝贵的地方。
And this is the most precious about coming to church.
你看玛利亚在主耶稣的面脚前。
Look at Mary before Jesus' feet.
安静地听主的道。
She quietly listened to his sermon.
这就是在追求一种美。
And that is pursuing after the beauty.
那怎么让主耶稣的美进到我们里面？
But how can we allow Jesus Christ's beauty to enter us?
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章。
2 Corinthians chapter
3. 15节。
Verse 15.
然而直到如今，每逢诵读摩西的书的时候，怕是还在他们的心里。十六节。
16.
但是他们的心几时归向主，这个怕子就几时除去。十七节。
17.
主就是那个灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得自由。十八节。
18.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成了。
Verse 15, even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil covers their hearts, 16. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away, 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, 18. And we, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory,are being transformed into his likeness with ever increasing glory which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
我们常常把十七节啊单独拿起来解释。
A lot of times we solely interpret verse 17.
主的灵在哪里，那里就得到自由。
Where the Spirit of God is, there is freedom.
因为主的灵大有能力。
Because God's Spirit is all powerful.
为什么你会被电视捆绑？
Why are you bounded by television?
你没有能力。
Because you do not have power.
所以当一个人呢、啊、祷告久了，被圣灵充满。
So when someone prays for a long time and they're filled with power,
你就可以控制电视网络，不是网络在控制你。
Then you'll be able to control what you see, the internet, and it's not letting them control you.
所以有一个父亲说啊，我的孩子啊，每一次学生灵会回来后，上网、email check 就 turn off。
So there's a father who told me that every time his child comes from spiritual convocation, he has very much self-control and he would check his email, then he would turn off his computer.
但是过来他过了一个礼拜以后，他发现他上网越来越久。
But after a week, he realized that the time he spends on internet prolongs.
他就发现他孩子祷告越来越短了。
And he also realizes that the time his son spends on prayer is shorter and shorter.
所以他就要用他家庭里面的这个祷告，要孩子一起祷告。
So he will invite his children to pray with him during family altar time.
常常祷告，被圣灵充满，他发现他孩子就能够控制网络。
And he also realized that the more time they spend on prayer, the easier it is for them to have self-control.
所以主的灵在哪里，那里就得自由。
So where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
都感谢神，神的灵就在我们的心里面。
And thank God that the Spirit of God is within us.
如果我们被神的灵充满，你就自由。
If we are filled with the Spirit of God, then we have freedom.
很多事情不是你不能做，是你不需要，你自由了。
And a lot of times it will turn out that it's not because we can't do it, but it's because we don't want to do it because we have true freedom.
这个是信耶稣的好处啊。
And this is the benefit of believing in Christ.
很多事情是你自由了。
Because we are free from a lot of things.
你可以喝酒吗？你可以喝酒吗？
Can you drink?
圣经说你不要醉酒就好了。
The Bible says, do not be drunk.
但是当神的灵充满在你里面，
But when the Spirit of God fills you,
你不需要啊。
You do not need it.
不是不可以，你不需要。
It's not a matter of whether you can or can't, it's you don't need it.
所以很多事情不是不可以，是不需要。
It's not whether you can or can't, and many things, it's because we don't need it anymore.
不可以，你去做，等于犯罪。
If you can't and you do it, then you sin.
那不需要是一种自由。
But with you don't need it, that's a freedom.
信仰不是一种束缚，信仰是一种享受。
A faith should not be a bondage, but should be an enjoyment.
享受这个圣灵的能力充满那一种自由。
Enjoying the fullness of the Spirit.
那如果我们从这一段圣经来看这一节。
But if we look at the entire passage.
这里讲这个自由是什么？
What is the freedom here refers to?
就是旧约时代的人在念摩西的书的时候，他有一个障碍，就是这个帕子遮住。
It's that in the Old Testament, when they read Moses, then there's a veil that covers their heart.
那到新约时代
，But in the New Testament,
这个圣灵开我们的心。
The Holy Spirit opens up our heart.
所以那个认识旧约时代那个摩西书的那个障碍拿掉。
And that's taken away the veil.
那我们就看得懂了。
Now we now understand.
所以保罗为什么怎么写这个罗马书因信称义
？So why does Paul, when writing the book of Romans, say justified by faith?
就是那个帕子被拿掉了。
Because our veil has been removed.
所以他从哈巴谷书里面拿一句话，应义人要因信得生。
So he took a passage from the book of Habakkuk that said righteousness should be justified by, should be born by their faith.
因为这一句话写了一本罗马书。
And because of that single passage, he wrote the entire book of Romans.
帕子拿掉了。
He took away the veil.
那今天我们有圣灵在里面。
Today we have Holy Spirit within us.
所以这个认识神的话，那个障碍拿掉了。
So the veil that stops us from understanding God has been taken away.
那这有什么好处？
So what is the benefit to it?
十八节。
Verse 18,
我们众人能够敞着脸得以看见神的荣光，好像从镜子里反照。
And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness.
什么是镜子反照？
What does it mean to transform into His likeness?
所有主耶稣的事情、主耶稣讲的话、主耶稣的作为，都写在圣经里面。
All the actions of Christ, the words of Christ, His thoughts and His teachings are all listed here in the Bible.
那圣经是神感动人写出来的。
And the Bible was moved by men through the Spirit of God.
所以这个圣经好像一面镜子。
So the Bible itself is like a mirror.
如果你的脸有帕子蒙住，镜子你看不到。
If we have a veil before us, then we cannot see ourselves in the mirror.
那现在得圣灵了，这个障碍拿掉。
But right now we have the Holy Spirit. The veil has been removed.
所以神的荣光就借着圣经就照在我们身上。
So the Lord's glory through the Bible reflects upon us.
那这样一直照会有什么好处？
And if you continue to shine upon us, what benefit is there to it?
所以说就要变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
And here it says, I've been transformed into His likeness with ever increasing glory.
所以这个圣经如果看不懂啊，你圣经真的你会索然无味。
If we don't understand the Bible, then it's going to be very hard for us to continue reading it.
所以也有人说啊，晚上睡不着就怎么办？读两章圣经就很好睡了。
Someone says that, what can I do when I cannot fall asleep at night? Then open up the Bible, read two chapters, then they can fall asleep.
也有人来到安息日睡到打呼的，那也感谢神，他能够在教会安息。
And there's people who can come to church, they can doze off to the point they start snoring, then thank God that they can have true rest here at church.
那为什么听不懂？
Why not be able to understand?
因为那个帕子没有打开。
Because the veil has not been removed.
但是也有青年这样见证。
But there's also youth that testified.
他说他圣经里面有一些那个字是模糊的。
Some youth testified that some words in the Bible is very is blurry.
因为他每天晚上睡觉都要看圣经。
Because every night when he reads the Bible, every night before going to sleep, he will read the Bible.
有时候圣经真的很感动他，他这眼泪就掉下来了，到那个字啊湿了，就模糊了。
And the Bible is so moving that they would shed tears, and the tears will fall on the pages of the Bible and will blur the words.
这个就是容光返照。
And that is the glory of God reflecting on them.
神的荣光借着圣经照到心里，啊，非常感动，你就掉眼泪。
The glory of God shone onto their hearts, and they're very moved and touched.
所以这个神的荣美，我们要怎么去得到那种荣美？
So how can we obtain the beauty of God?
因为你被神的荣光照久了，你就变成主的形状，就荣上加荣。
Because after the light of God shone upon us for time after time, then we can reflect His glory and beauty.
这个就是一个秘诀。
And that is the secret to it.
有一次我到Fiji 去Fiji 一个小岛。
One time I visited the island of Fiji.
因为我们那里有教会。
And because we have church there in Fiji.
有一个陈弟兄来机场接我。
There was a brother Chen that picked me up from the airport.
我在机场走来走去，怎么没有看到陈弟兄？
And I wander around the airport, but I don't see Brother Chen.
那是台湾去的，应该是看起来像台湾人呢。
And I thought, well, it should be from Taiwan, so he might look somewhat Chinese.
因为那个飞机啊，太阳很大。
And because it's very bright there in the island of Fiji.
他的工作都在外面，太阳晒到黑黑的。
And because most of his works are outward, so he has got so much sunlight there.
穿上那个飞机人穿的衣服，看起来就像土耳其人一样。
And he was because he's out often have he got sunburns and he was appears very dark and plus he's wearing the local clothing, so he looks just like any other Fiji Island natives.
所以那个太阳照久，人的肤色会改变的。
Because of the sun, often our skin color would change.
那这个圣经啊，神的荣光这样反照回来，我们变成属的形状。
Just like here, the glory of God shining upon us, then we ourselves we will transform into the figure of Christ.
在神面前，我们变成很有价值的人。
And before God, we'll appear very valuable.
我们身上能够找到很多主耶稣的美德。
And on us, the others can see the many characteristics of Christ.
这就是信仰追求的真正目的。
And that is a true pursuit of our faith.
变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
Is to transfigure ourselves into the likeness of Christ.
变成很有价值的人。
To have ever increasing glory and have value.
你仔细看哦，那个埃及的木乃伊。
Look at the mummies in Egypt.
其实以前都是埃及最漂亮的女人或最英俊的男人。
Those mummies are often the most handsome or most beautiful woman in the land of Egypt.
现在看起来像什么？
But what do they look like right now?
其实现在最漂亮的人，最英俊的男人，
right.
你把它照 X 光 ，X 光看起来会吸引人吗？
Right now, the most beautiful men or women, if you take an X-ray, do they even look attractive at all?
所以你看到这个里面人的那个真正的形状，这个根本就不吸引的。
So if you really look at the inside of one, of man, is really not that attractive.
但是我们把它倒过来。
But if we turn that around,
你看教会的弟兄姊妹看起来好像不显眼。
Maybe you look at the brothers and sisters at church, and they don't appear very attractive.
但是如果你有属灵的光，一看进去啊，里面很美。
But if you use your spiritual eyesight to look inside of them, you will see their beauty.
我就一直想不通为什么有的人在主内里面好像看不到合一的对象。
Often it's very hard for me to understand why some people cannot find suitable person to marry here in Christ. 其
实教会里面有很多很美的弟兄跟姐妹。
Here within church, we have many very beautiful and handsome brothers and sisters.
他们身上有神的荣美。
Because on them you can see the beauty of God.
这是很会吸引人的。
And that is what is attractive.
这是我回到诗篇的九十篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 90.
诗篇九十篇的最后一节。
Psalm chapter 90, the last verse.
愿神的荣美临到我们身上。
May the beauty of the Lord our God rest upon us.
让我们现在来进入第二个。
Let us continue.
愿神的恩宠临到我们身上。
May the favor of our Lord rest upon us.
请我们下一个PowerPoint 神的恩宠临到我们身上。
May the favor of our Lord.
再下一个信仰是什么？
What is faith?
信仰是一种特权。
Faith is a privilege.
什么是特权？
What is a privilege?
有时候你到机场去，
When you go to the airport,
现在要经过那个安全检查，
And you are about to go through security,
有时候你要排很久。
Sometimes the line can get rather long.
忽然间你就看到一个人拖着他的行李跑到你前面的另外一个 lane， 他就一下就过去了。
And you see someone coming from across the lane, and they go right into the front of it, and they quickly just go through security.
你就是想这些人怎么有特权？
And you will wonder how come they have privileges.
原来他是头等舱的嘛。
And because they come from business, they are about to board business class.
额外付了很多钱。
They pay extra money.
所以他有特权。
That's why they have privileges.
这个叫特权啊。
That is called privilege.
同样是人啊，他跟我们就不太一样。
Even though we're all men, but they appear to be different.
那信仰就是特权。
And faith itself is a privilege.
这个怎么讲呢？
Why?
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let us turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
第一章的十二节。
John chapter 1 verse 12.
凡接待他的，他就是信他名的，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
John chapter 1 verse 12. Yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
这个地方说，你如果相信耶稣，
Here says that if you believe in Christ,
接受他，
and you accept him,
信他的名，
and you believe in his name, 然
后他要给你一个权柄或者特权。
Then he will give you a privilege or a right,
就是做神的儿女，
to become the children of God.
那为什么做神的儿女是特权呢？
Why becoming a children of God is a privilege?
有时候我们常常会想，
we often will think,
听人这样讲，
we will hear others say,
那个人信耶稣，行为也没有特别好。
That person became the children of God, but his behavior is still the same.
没有特别好。
It's not any better.
他说他可以上天国。
And he said he will go to heavenly kingdom.
那我行了很多善事，
and I myself I have done many good deeds，
我不能上天国，
but I cannot go to heavenly kingdom，
因为我没有信耶稣，
because I did not believe in Christ，
这样神公义吗？
Is this, does this show the righteousness of God？
听起来这个比较很有道理，
looks sounds like they are very logical，
但是这个比较有问题，从圣经来看，
but this comparison shows some problems， especially through the Bible， why？
因为那个人跟你不同类。
Because that person and you guys are different types.
什么不同类？
What type?
因为他信耶稣。
Because he believed in Christ.
所以他是神的儿女。
So he is the children of God.
他过去的罪都被赦免了。
His sins has been forgiven.
你没有信耶稣。
But you do not believe in Christ.
你的罪没有被赦免。
Your sins have not yet been forgiven.
他是靠恩典。
He is under grace.
所以他做神的儿女。
Therefore, he is the children of God.
你不靠恩典，
but you are not under grace.
所以你不是神的儿女。
Therefore, you are not the children of God.
因此不一样。
Therefore, you are two different types.
所以你没有办法比较。
Of course, you cannot. It's not comparable.
所以今天为什么我们能够变做神的儿女？
So today, why can we be the children of God?
这是特权。
This is our right.
因为我们信耶稣。
Because we believe in God.
所以我们就不被控告。
Therefore, we are not being accused.
我们的罪都被赦免了。
Our sins have been forgiven.
不被控告。
We are not being accused.
我们可以得救。
We can be saved.
不是靠我们。
It is not through us.
是靠恩典。
But it's through the grace of God.
那这个特权还有一点。
But the privilege, there's another point to it.
就是要享受神的恩典。
And that is to be able to enjoy the grace of God.
这是非常重要的一个特点。
That is a very important privilege.
所以同样是两个人在公司上班。
So if you see two people at work,
能力一样。
They have the same ability.
但是一个人信耶稣。
But one believes in Christ.
一个人没有信。
And the other does not believe.
他有一个不同的地方。
There's some difference to them.
一个人是靠自己的努力。
One is through their own effort.
然后靠运气。
Is through luck.
另外一个人当然也要努力。
Of course, the other one needs to work as well.
但是他是靠恩典。
But he's working through the grace of God.
所以他就努力之外，他就没有忧虑。
So after, besides his effort, he has no worries.
因为他天上有个父亲。
Because in heavenly kingdom, he has his father.
他那个父亲比老板还大。
And this father is even greater than his boss.
那个父亲掌管一切。
Because that father controls everything.
这就不一样了。
And that makes the difference.
所以圣经才说，
Therefore the Bible says,
我们在世为人不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩典。
Here in the world, we do not rely on the wisdom of man, but we rely on the grace of God.
请看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书的第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
十二节。
Verse 12.
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁跟诚实，在世为人不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12. Now this is our boast. Our conscience testifies that we have conducted ourselves in the world, and especially in our relations with you, in the holiness and sincerity that are from God. We have done so not according to worldly wisdom, but according to God's grace.
这是保罗的体验啊。
This is the experience of Paul.
在世为人不是靠人的聪明。
Here in this world, we do not rely on worldly wisdom.
乃是靠神的恩典。
But according to God's grace.
只要神与我们同在。
As long as God is with us.
我们的生活就一无所缺。
Then we have no lack in our life.
你做你应该做的，其他神都会负责。
You do what you are responsible for.For, and God will be responsible for the rest.
因为这是神的恩典。
Because this is the grace of God.
有一个弟兄，他很希望有一个房子，他家里可以家庭聚会。
This brother who had hoped that he has a house where he can hold family service.
那后来别人告诉他一个房子。
And someone told him that there's a house on sale.
那好多人去竞标。
And there were many that went and wanted to buy that house.
结果那个主人就决定卖给他。
In the end, the owner decided to sell it to our brother.
他体验说，只要神要给你，那个就是你的。
And he truly experienced that if God wants to give it to you, then that will be yours.
找工作也有很多这样的见证。
And when, often there are many testimony when brothers and sisters are looking for a job.
如果神要给你。
If God wants to give it to you,
不管多少人去竞争那个工作，就是你的。
No matter how many people interview for that job will still be yours.
我们在圣经里面再看以色列百姓在攻克迦南。
We see when the Israelites were conquering Canaan.
神告诉约书亚，我把迦南地给你了，已经完成事给你了。
God told Joshua, I already gave you the land of Canaan.
然后那个约书亚就去做，就得到了。
And Joshua just followed, and he obtained it.
神有绝对的主权。
Because God has absolute right.
来控制一切人的决定。
He can control all the decision of man.
所以神要给你，就是你的。
So if God wants to give it to you, and it's yours.
这个叫做恩典。
That is called grace.
这个叫做特权。
That is called privilege.
所以我们在世是靠神的恩典。
So here in this world, we rely according to God's grace.
因此我们尽量做应该做的，就不需要烦恼。
So we do what we need to do, then we do not need to worry.
因为我们是神的儿女。
Because we are the children of God.
天父爱我们。
And God loves us.
他会用恩典来带领我们的道路。
And he will use his grace to guide our steps.
唱诗。
Sing him.
我们回到前一个啊 ，OK， 337。
Please sing him
啊，4403哈，403。
Please sing him
Just now
最后大概还有十五分钟，我们一起来祷告。
Right now we're going to have a 15-minute prayer.
让我们来到神的面前啊，求他的灵充满我们里面。
Right now, coming before God, we ask that His Spirit fill us.
神的灵在我们里面，我们就得到自由。
Because when the Spirit of God is within us, then we have freedom.
能够仗着脸看见神的荣光。
And with our face, we shall see His glory.
我们可以改变，变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
And we can transform into the image of God and increase in glory.
所以第一个，圣灵充满，打开我们的心。
To have fullness of Holy Spirit to open up our hearts.
第二个，神的话发亮光照我们。
And the word of God shine upon our hearts.
这样我们就改变了。
Then we'll be transformed.
就变成一个很有价值的人。
We will be transformed into a valuable person.
所以我们最后啊，花一段时间来祷告。
So right now we're going to spend time praying.
求主圣灵浇灌充满我们。
May God's Spirit pour upon us and fill us.
那如果你希望接受按手祷告或者要求圣灵的啊，求恩典，欢迎你到前面来。
If you want to have laid of hands or ask for the grace of God, please come forward.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.